And now after it's after 6 o'clock, and that means it's the night before Christmas. And the night before Christmas is a poem.
It's a little chilly.
It's a beautiful poem.
I want to say what day it is.
Let's say the poem.
Okay, I'll say it.
No, I'll say it.
I'm going to say this, Daddy.
No, I'll say it. I tell you what. I know how we'll do it.
What?
I will say the first paragraph, and then you say the second, and then I'll say the next one, and we'll keep going that way.
Okay.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house...
Not the creature was sung, not even the mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were snuggled or snugged in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
Okay. When what to my wondering, I said a pair but a miniature and
sleigh.
Miniature
sleigh.
Miniature sleigh. And eight tiny reindeer. What a little old driver, so loudly and quick, I
knew
in a moment it must be St. Nick.
I'll read the rest now. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called him by name.
Now let me say the names.
Okay.
Now Dancer,
now Dasher.
Now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, and Cupid and Comber and Donder and Vixen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancer and
pawing
of each little hoof as I
drew in my head
and was
turning
around. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came
bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes were...
How they twinkled.
His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was...
Drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chin was white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. I'll read all of the rest.
I went to hear and you read this.
Well, okay.
He was... chubby and
plump.
Plump.
Right, jolly old elf.
Right, jolly old elf. And I
laughed when I saw him.
Laughed when I saw him. In spite of myself,
a wink of his eye,
and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to grip.
Dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rolled. We'll do it together. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on the thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."